Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The New York Times Company took steps today to reassure staffers at the Boston Globe following the surprise announcement this week that the Globe is up for sale. Times Vice Chairman Michael Golden visited Morrissey Boulevard to meet with staff about plans to sell the Globe, the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, and the two papers' online news services. Globe reporter Sean Murphy came away from today's meeting with an optimistic outlook.
Most of us like to have our lives orderly and predictable. On the other hand, we've known for some time that the Times intended to make this sale, and now it's a reality, and we're facing it, and it may be the beginning of better days.
Now, New York Times Company Vice Chair Michael Golden met with the staff today and is quoted as saying, "We have no intention to send the New England Media Group to the slaughterhouse." How was that meeting?
It was informative in a basic sort of way. He said that he expected that the sale would be to basically the highest bidder. It doesn't have to be the highest numerical number. It could be the highest value, which is amount offered in cash rather than debt.
So what did you learn about the schedule for the sale? How quickly do you think this could happen?
You know, they're going about it with all deliberate speed. They'll begin soliciting bids, essentially, over the if they're not doing it today, over the next couple of weeks. He said summertime, if not fall.
Summer or fall, there could be a new owner in place?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, what do you think most of your colleagues want to know about this? What did they want to know at the meeting today?
What was communicated that I felt was useful was the schedule. There was discussion about the legacy cost, that is the pension liability that is owed to employees like myself. And he hinted very broadly that the Times would keep that cost. That's, you know, mildly reassuring. It would attract a buyer who wouldn't have to contemplate coming in it with a heavy burden.
Now, there've been an awful lot of changes at the Globe. You've got a new editor after longtime editor Marty Baron left. You've had staff cuts. I heard staffing is down at the Globe by, 40% over the past 10 years or so. You've had labor concessions. I mean, there have been a lot of changes. Do you think that this change of leaving, you know, the New York Times will help the paper, or is it an opportunity, or is it too early to know?
Well, I mean, it's not anything profound to say. It depends on the new owner. There's reason to believe that in the industry, the corner has been turned, that newspaper properties are more valuable with their internet news sites, and that a good owner would buy it with an interest to keep it and to let it thrive.
Yeah, there seem to be an awful lot of people who are saying we may be interested, and you know, there's talk of local folks possibly being interested, maybe the Taylor family, the previous owners of the Globe coming back. There was even a statement issued by Ernie Bach Jr. today saying that he's exploring the opportunity of purchasing the Globe. Do you think that that's encouraging, that you're hearing, you know, that these folks are expressing an interest when right now the price tag is anywhere from $80 to $120 million for the paper?
Yeah, I mean, better, the more bidders, presumably you'll get the best opportunity for the best owner, somebody who's committed to keeping it and running it.
Was there any indication at today's meeting if, say, the Times didn't get the price it wanted, would it change its mind and hold on to the Globe?
Well, Michael Golden said that there's no question that there'll be viable bids.
And you also, I understand, heard today at the meeting that the Globe is what's described as cash flow positive.
Yeah, I did. My ears perked up when I heard that, as well as others, as is the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
So are you optimistic then?
I think that people want high-quality journalism, journalism that's been checked and edited and vetted and is penetrating. I teach journalism, and I told students that there will continue to be a demand for good reporters, good editors. And I think we'll be around for a long, long time.
Longtime Boston Globe reporter Sean Murphy, who joined us to talk about today's meeting with New York Times Company Vice Chairman Michael Golden. Sean, thanks so much.
Thank you.